This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was a busy day in Washington issues-wise. Up Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House today, Congress heard testimony from some of those Tea Party groups that got, well, shall we say, extra scrutiny from the IRS when they applied for tax-exempt status. There was also a new Inspector General report out, an audit of IRS conferences, events that cost millions of dollars, speakers who got paid five figures, that kind of thing. Were it a company, we'd be saying right about now that the IRS brand is taking a whooping. So we asked Marketplace's David Gura to go talk to branding experts and find out what, if anything, might be done about that.
This is no small task. You see, the IRS hasn't been a beloved brand for, well, for forever.
It stands for a whole lot of things that people don't feel good about.
Paul Argenti teaches corporate communication at Dartmouth. He's got a long list of what the IRS stands for.
For bureaucracy, for stupid questions, for its ability to nickel and dime us on things that we would rather just not have to deal with.
To be fair, the IRS has had a lot to deal with. Its commissioners have argued for years now that the agency is underfunded and understaffed. There is an argument to be made that the IRS hasn't had the resources to do much about its brand. But, Argenti says, look on the bright side.
I mean, when you start as low as the IRS is, I don't think, that you can go much lower.
Still, over these past few weeks, the agency has found itself adrift in the deepest depths of public contempt. Susan Fournier teaches marketing at Boston University.
They've always had a warmth problem, but now they have a competence problem, too.
And Fournier says that is what the IRS has to fix. The agency has to figure out what happened and accept responsibility. Then it has to prove to the public that it's done that. Chris Pullig chairs the marketing department at Baylor.
If they do these things, you know, they probably can restore the level of trust that existed prior to the event, and that probably should be their goal.
No one loves the tax man, but if he's doing his job fairly and professionally, we can tolerate him. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.